We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
I really don't like that. All right, what is the latest? We got breaking news. What you got, Tyler?
Yeah, we got breaking news from our Texans insider, Brooks Cabina. He is reporting... Texans receiver Brandon Cooks will be out this Sunday with a calf injury.
Wow. Okay, that is he didn't show up on the injury report. He didn't show up anywhere.
I believe he was on it yesterday.
I mean, he had been on it for
Wednesday he didn't practice. Thursday I thought he was back. But he was limited.
Wednesday was non. Check it again, Tyler. I thought Wednesday was
I do remember he was listed with a calf yesterday.
Was he? Okay, listed with a calf yesterday. I missed that. Well, he is out for the game? Is that what you're saying?
He is out.
Brandon Cooks?
Yes.
Oh, damn it, Kyle.
He's not going to be able to swap that jersey with Watson.
Well, he could still do that. That adds to the injury list, so that jumps everything right there. No Brandon Cooks in the game, Clint. No Derek Stingley in the game. two of your best guys there. Wow, what if you're a quarterback, you've been in this league understanding that it's Friday. What is Kyle Allen, what is Pep Hamilton looking at here with no Brandon Cooks, their top wide receiver, coming in this game, and we find out on a Friday here?
Well, look, I mean, when it's all said and done, the one thing that Pep Hamilton hasn't either cared to do or shown the ability to do is go out and generate targets for Brandon Cooks. So it's not like you're losing your most talented receiver, your most experienced receiver, really your only weapon at this point that you trust can go out there and make plays against an opponent's best cover guy or into a well-executed zone kind of deal. You're losing that guy, but you're not losing a guy that the quarterback goes out of his way to look for. You're not losing a guy that Pep Hamilton goes out of his way to scheme things for. So really, the loss of Brandon Cooks is minimal relatively speaking to what it could be. When you hear, hey, an offense is losing Brandon Cooks, the initial reaction to people outside that aren't really covering the Texans think, oh boy, this is a huge setback for the Texans. Truth of the matter is, it really isn't. I mean, it isn't. I mean, he didn't practice Wednesday, so it's not like he's out there with Kyle Allen getting reps with a quarterback that he's had very minimal reps with anyway, consistently. And so all those different things, and I'm not knocking Brandon Cooks. I'm just simply saying that the team doesn't make it a point to target him. The quarterback doesn't look for him, more so than anybody else. Like I said earlier, Nico Collins had damn near double the targets that Brandon Cooks had last week, I believe. If memory serves me, if he didn't end up that way.
I think he had seven or eight or nine.
I know he had nine. I just don't remember exactly how many. I think Brandon Cooks had five. But at the end of the day, you're losing a good player, but you're not losing a guy that was putting a whole hell of a lot of extra work into Kyle Allen or Pep Hamilton's offense. So that's unfortunate. Now we're back to Nico Collins needing to flash. Chris Moore is a guy that they get the football to consistently. And then, you know, you look at
– I saw Jalen Camp didn't practice yesterday, which is a guy that – I'm just trying to think of how they feel this.
Amari Rodgers is a guy that you would think would be –
I forgot about him.
Look, to me, as I've said before, I would plug Philip Dorsett in. Philip Dorsett would get a lot more run at this point in time. He would be ahead of Chris Moore for me in terms of – targeting, if you will. I know that sounds a little bit crazy maybe because Chris Moore has done a good job. I think Philip Dorsett has, in terms of making plays, not just being the recipient of whoever's open at this point in time and doing his job, making plays. I think Philip Dorsett has done so as much, if not more, than the majority of these wideouts. So Philip Dorsett would be the normal go-to, but I think if this team's executing and are making decisions based on the future and evaluating guys, Amari Rodgers should be a guy that gets a little more run here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.